like it or do you love it? I love it too.
That is so fucking funny. What's up, everybody?
What's up, guys?
Welcome back to Mental Chillness. Ooh. Me and Jules were just talking about her fucking love for... I was asking her if she really listens to like ASMR videos and watch them and shit. And she's like showing me a whole...
Like TikToker.
Catalog.
Like, yeah. I am actively an ASMRist.
Bro.
I don't do it, but I just love to listen to it. And she was like... What do you think? Why do you think people do it? And I feel like it's just the noises,
I mean,
and it's just
I understand
so therapeutic.
It,
and
but the thing is that it's what blows my mind is like when you give me the like if you present to me the concept like yes, sound, noises, you know, whatever, yeah. whatever. I see the correlation. I think I guess for me it makes more sense when you tell me like you like ASMR of like rain noises or like whatever.
Yeah. But to then fall
you have,
asleep.
But then you have fucking like. Literally ASMR of people fucking eating and people like slurping things and then it's like a like no. a fucking it's so like it's not weird because like you know how people are like I don't want a kink shame like I don't want a kink shame
exactly.
but like it's the appeal
is crazy
appealing
and listen these TikTokers are making thousands
they make
a day.
So
there's this one lady that literally
money.
All she does is get like a little cute little bowl. She has like a little honey thing and she just slurps honey and she goes.
Ew, Jules, stop. No, stop.
And
stop,
but
stop,
she's
stop.
Doing
ew.
It obviously in like a little sexual
ew,
way. And
ew.
People are, and she's like.
Oh, that makes me so fucking uncomfortable.
And it's crazy.
Oh, that,
and I go into the chat and it's like 7,000 people watching.
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, so like if you want to pay me whatever she's making, I'll fucking slurp some shit, bro. I'll slurp your money right now.
Give me the money.
But like it's just so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because like, in the same way, when mukbangs started coming out, like mukbangs, videos of people just eating like in videos... There was low-key, I don't know what the fuck happened, but my For You page was just full of mukbangs, and I didn't even ask for it.
Because it's
just,
like a trending thing.
I know, but I just like, I guess I watched one video, and I was like, what the fuck is a mukbang? So then my Instagram was like, here you go. And there was one lady that like, specifically just like, she lives here, and then she goes to like Canada and Thailand and all these places. Just to eat.
And people,
because she makes money. Oh, that's how she makes money. She just...
Imagine you get paid just to eat.
Bruh, I know.
Hi, my name is Jules Desiree Montanez. I ate a volunteer's tribute. I'll go anywhere.
Jules, I bet. So, bitch, if you wanted to eat on camera... If you wanted to slurp honey, Jules, I'm sure you'll get paid to fucking do that shit.
Thank you for the gift.
Who else? Is anybody else out there like an ASMR like connoisseur like Jules? Like I'm curious.
I'm addicted.
Because what else? So besides ASMR, what are the other niches of the internet? Like, okay, so my current niche, I guess, is POV. You're a private chef of a billionaire in the Hamptons or whatever. And it's like all these videos of these people making like POV. It's my day in the life of a private chef.
Yeah.
And it's them like, you know, going groceries in the Hamptons and making the dinners.
Wearing their
like
headphones
whatever.
The whole time.
But but it's like for whatever reason that romanticized like this idea for me like so hard. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of like, oh, I can cook, but like I don't have to slave away in a kitchen where it's hot and whatever. And I'm like, chill. I work with a rich family that like likes me. I'm there with them every day. And
listen.
I just make up whatever I want. Bro, I'm like late night on this couch. on this couch, me and my joint just be like, I know every single private fucking chef in the Hamptons for everybody.
No, for
I have
real.
Gone through every single video,
for
bro.
Real.
I swear.
No, literally.
God.
One thing I'm not gonna lie that I really like, and people are always like, oh my God, they're so annoying, but I like Get Ready With Me's.
Get Ready With
like,
Me's?
I like,
used to watch those.
Yeah, like I like them, especially when they're like, it's not sometimes when I like the ones that they're not talking. They just like show them putting out their clothes, they're showing their day.
You know what's crazy though? What I realized. The way that we consume videos.
Yeah.
And like obviously like social media is a thing and like we're in an age where it's so normal for us to be watching everybody doing everything.
Yeah.
So like I made this realization, I guess, like this girl at my job, she was like doing something in the back to where she was just sitting there the whole time. So she was playing, you know, how people watch like shows and whatever.
Yeah.
She was basically just playing YouTube vlogs. And like in my mind, I was like, oh, holy fuck. Like kids, like people our age and under us and stuff, we're like so adapted to this idea that like
It's so normal.
It's like we're with each other everywhere at all times.
Yeah.
And like, I don't necessarily like that at all. I think that's why I'm so against this idea of me trying hard for this whole running the social media for the podcast and like doing whatever, because I'm so opposing to this idea of like having no privacy or nothing about myself that no one else knows about type shit, right? And it's like so weird because like I'm like a product of that, because that is also what I do. Mm-hmm. And but then like I think about it, I'm like, it's so weird, like we're not even watching like shows, we're just, our free time is watching people just crazy. So then it creates this other conversation of like the people that are creating the content. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you're creating the content because it's your job. And like, yes, you're creating the content like it's a day in the life. And like, yes, but then you have to think about how like you're doing this with a camera. So mm-hmm. like, yes, you're taking me through your day, so but it's crazy. Behind a camera. So then like everything is like, nothing is like a for real, like genuine act of like just there to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, you know, so what else is weird. Fucking crazy? I feel like whenever somebody gets in the limelight or gets like blows up overnight or something happens, like I hate that the social media will try to drag their name by bringing up something they did in like 2011. Yeah. Oh, look at this tweet. They're racist. Oh, look at the, and it's like something from like when they weren't even old enough to like even understand or comprehend. I hate when it's brought back up. I'm like,
that's like the whole, I guess, cancel culture shit, right?
And I hate it so much, and I think it's so unnecessary. And that's why, don't get me wrong, I feel like I would love to be known. Yeah, I'm a star. But I feel like at the same time, I don't know if I could handle it. My social battery gets so low so fast now, so it's like I don't know if I could go to Publix and then be like, can I have a picture,
girl? I haven't gone to like, I haven't done groceries, go to a store, a mall or whatever by myself without headphones in I don't know how long.
Yeah,
like I am like so fucking autistic, bro. Like in the way where like the way that I behave, it's like, it's so weird. Like, a person like me should not be this, like, antisocial. And I don't think I should, because I was never like this before.
Yeah.
Like, in my, like, my younger self was so much more, like, but then I wonder, like, was that just my younger self, like, literally trying to survive? Like, I had to put myself out there in these ways because I didn't know.
You
felt like
you were kind of forced.
Yeah, but it was more so, like, in that time, I was in this survival mode of I belong to no one and nothing, like not even my own family. I don't have a place in my home. I don't have a place outside. So how do I find that? And how I find that is by like chameleoning myself into everyone else. And to I had to be social. So I just wonder, like, if I didn't have all these like other layers of like I have to make friends, I'm so lonely and whatever, I wonder if I just had like, if I had the strength to just be like, I'm good on my own and whatever, then I wonder if I would have been like this then. Because I wonder if myself right now is like my natural self and that was my survival self. Like, I wonder which is true. Because like I think about myself and I'm like, I used to know how to do all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to know how to do all of this. Like, I used to get excited to be around groups of people and whatever. And now I'm just like, it has to be like, I'm very specific. Yeah. I get excited to see one specific person.
Me.
No, literally. Oh. Like, if it's not, but if it's not like the person that I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Then I have no
desire.
But I don't know if it's like, is that because of the time that I'm currently in with myself and my life? Is it because of like what I'm experiencing with my age and how I'm changing? Will I ever go back to being a normal socializing fucking hot girl? Or do I just be this weird introverted turtle shelf of like a hot girl under like cover?
Undercover. No, I completely understand. I feel like I'm in the same place but kind of not, because I have, but I'm bipolar.
No, so actually,
I like actually diagnosed. So I feel like there will be times where I'm so manic and I want to be around all my friends at once. I'll make us all go out like that same day. We'll all go out. We'll have so much fun. And then the rest of the month, I will just want to be home.
Yeah.
And then I won't want to do anything. And then I'm so drained.
You know what I recently, a recent train of thought of mine was that I think, I'm so sorry. Pardon me.
No, you're good.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Oh my God.
Ooh, don't throw up on me.
Girl.
Hey.
Anyway. So recently I started thinking, I feel like there is like this general set of like rules and like guidelines and whatever, or things that you think that is supposed to be the norm.
Yeah.
You grow up, you go to college, you get this job, you get married, all these things. Things in life that is supposed to be like the norm, right? Mm. I feel like or at least for me personally, I'll speak for myself personally. I feel like what I'm here to do and to be is to be myself. And if I match up to nothing within the society norm, then that's like also okay, because I really, really don't need everybody to be cool with me. I don't need everybody to understand what I'm mm-hmm. doing. I don't need everybody to approve of what I'm doing. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I never have.
Yeah.
But then like growing up, it's like this fucked up sense of belonging that I was really craving, because I really just wanted to feel like somebody was approving of me, even though I'm saying that I don't need to live up to anybody's approval. So then like now I started to think like, oh, like the whole point is that you're supposed to like be yourself, and like what I have to like I had a whole thought.
No, you're good.
I literally had a whole fucking thought and it's like running around.
No, I know exactly what you mean though, but I feel like for me, I can relate, but I feel like I can also like not relate in a sense, because I feel like as a kid, I always wanted to be the center of attention. I always wanted to be like, I always wanted people around me. I always fed off their energy. And then when I come and I don't have that energy, people always assume something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like lately I've just been kind of like distancing myself, only because I want to be able to, I'm not going to sit here and be like, give them all my energy, but I want to be able to give you the good and happy and the positive side of me. And sometimes I don't always have that in me. These days, it's very, very hard. It feels like I'm giving you my whole self, when lately I've been so in love with myself and I've been doing so much good things for myself that sometimes I even forget that I'm in a relationship. And sometimes I become so selfish and my girlfriend is like, listen, like, I love you so much, but you need to kind of compromise. Like, and it's just like, I've fallen in this deep, deep love with myself. And I truly do believe that it was me becoming celibate for a little bit that helped me so, so, so much truly accept myself and know my worth, that now I'm like, oh, fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
I become so selfish, but sometimes I do need to consider my friends, consider when I am canceling, when I'm not feeling like... But it's so hard when you found this balance of like, oh my God, this is my life. I get to fucking live it, bitch. Get the fuck out of my way. Yeah.
No, but literally.
It's sometimes it's hard, especially in a relationship.
Morning, girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude. I never did I ever think that I would be single for 6 years. Like going on to like 7. Like never did I ever. Like it's so weird. I was on my morning walk. So I do a little, my new morning routine.
Hawker walk.
An hour walk in the morning, mm-hmm. jiu-jitsu, and then the gym. It's a lot of physical activity, and it's probably because I can't sit still.
Yeah.
So, like, when I wake up early in the morning and I just have to fucking sit there and wait until it's 11 o'clock to go to jiu-jitsu, I can't do it. So then now I have incorporated an hour walk before.
Okay,
on my walk this morning, I was thinking, like, I am so, like, grateful. Like, I never... My younger self had zero... image of what I think I would be or what I think my life would be. Like I didn't have an imagination of what it was for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And my younger self never dreamt of this, But I'm living the best life that I could ever I'm having the best life that I could ever have. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like life is literally so amazing. The mm-hmm. fact that I just get to have a job that affords to provide that I can provide for myself and do like little things on the side. And I have my family is all here with me. My body is capable. I have time in the morning to go on a fucking hour walk. I live around a neighborhood that is so nice and so pleasant nice. That I really fucking enjoy like everything that I see. Mm-hmm. And like, it's so simple, but like, dude, like my younger self never thought of this.
Yeah.
The fact that like, and it's so crazy because there's like, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I think that because of the way that I grew up, I was bullied a lot, and so there's a lot of shame within me. So my inner monologue is like full of like shame.
Yeah.
So like I used to have this thing where I would be so embarrassed of like materialistic things, like my car, like the fact that I don't drive a nice car, yeah. or that I don't, you know, like all of these things that I guess people can just see inside and like judge me by. Mm-hmm. And I used to be so insecure ashamed. By that I and ashamed understand. And all of that. And that
but that's the social media.
Yeah,
again.
But no. But this was
I
even
think
before.
My car's retro.
But the thing is, like, the thing is that I think I just was judging myself and like. From the lens of other people, making myself believe that that's what other people are thinking of me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so my first car was a Volkswagen fucking Jetta. It was fucking awesome. The radio didn't work. I drove in silence like a psychopath for fucking like 6 months. I didn't give a fuck. That was like my shit. You know
I've
what I'm
heard
saying?
So many bad things about Jettas though.
No, but the thing is like at that time in my head, I was like, I can never be seen driving this. This is like. Like,
what?
Because in my mind, yeah. like, I'm not cool enough. Like, yeah. my friends are not going to think that I'm cool enough. And so, like, everything back then was, like, I care about the way that I look. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, like, reversed to where, like, oh, I don't actually care about anything. Like, I just want to be humble. Like, I drive a fucking Ford Escape right now. It's a mom fucking little van, and it's the best car I've ever had. It's, the like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my
super
mindset
reliable.
Has, like, turned to where now I'm, like, oh, I'm no longer, like, stressing and fucking turning, tossing and turning about how I'm not fucking famous, how I'm not fucking successful, how I don't have fucking like a million fucking dollars, mm-hmm. how I don't know XYZ and how I'm not the most successful person in the world and how yeah. I'm not succeeding at my art and all these things. I'm no longer like in the stress of what I lack. And instead now I'm like, dude, the fact that I just have a house.
Yeah.
The fact that I have
sure.
a house, the fact mm-hmm. that I have a job, the fact that I have my friends, the fact that I have 2 days off, the fact that I have time to just spend with myself, the fact that I can smoke weed whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Amen. More than enough.
Amen.
The fact that I have enough money to go to the store and buy whatever I want, to cook whenever I want. The
yeah.
fact that I can bake for fun.
Oh my god, and she's so fucking good
Dude,
at it.
Like,
oh my god, I just tried one of her cookies and I said, I think I just came. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I think I just came, and not only that, she needs to open up a bakery.
Oh, dude, it's in the work, everyone.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing with it, but I'm doing something.
No, but so I have a question for you because my little sister, she just turned 10 or 9. Sorry, Valentina. But she is so good at communicating. Like, she is so good at communicating. And when you were a kid, do you think that you were a good communicator? Like, do
Fuck
you think...
No.
Yeah.
Fuck
like, you
no.
didn't have that
At
space.
At her age...
Yeah.
...is where all my shit started.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not.
Like, she literally came up to me and said, can I talk to you in the bathroom? And I was like, yeah, sure, come on. So we go to the bathroom, and she just looks at me, and she goes, I heard you talking mean about me when you were on the phone with Nana, and I was at her house. Because she was misbehaving, and she was saying, I miss my mom, I want to go home. And my grandma went out of the way, picked her up, my nieces and nephews, my cousins, and my little sister, and they all went to Tampa. So my grandma was taking care of them, they were at the beach, they missed the day of school.
Yeah.
And my little sister was like, I miss my mom, I want to go home, whatever. My grandma was kind of like, yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to take her here, if it's not with her mom, because she's kind of like, she's very clinged on to my mom. So I told her, and I was like, yeah, like, just don't bring her next time. Next time, make sure my mom's there. Like, if she has, like, that energy,
yeah.
like, I need my mom. And,
attachment.
Yeah, so I was, like, talking about her, and I guess Nina heard. So she went to the bathroom, and she was like, I heard you talking about me to Nana, and it hurt my feelings. And you were saying really mean things. And I was like, and I just looked at, because she brought me to the side. She said, come to the bathroom, close the door, make sure the door is closed. I was like, girl, what's going on? What, does nothing happen? Like, and she was just like, you were talking really mean and it hurt my feelings.
That's like,
and I was so like,
from a 10-year-old me perspective,
I would have never done that. I would have never
done that. The courage.
Yeah.
For you to even just validate mm-hmm. your own feelings that they were hurt and that you didn't approve of what your older sister said.
Valentina, you are.
That's crazy. And I just my younger self could have never even... Myself now!
Exactly. But then I explained myself. I said, Valentina, but Nana went out of her way. She drove 2 hours to pick you guys up, drop you guys off. You guys missed the day of school and I felt like it was kind of unfair. You were kind of being sassy and a little bit mean to her, she told me. And I was like, you know... I get it that you're a kid and everything, but you have to also think about Nana as well. And she was like, okay. And I was like, well, I'm sorry I said mean things, or you think that I said mean things about you, but I wasn't trying to be mean. Can I have a hug? And she was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what's wild,
I
though?
I was never like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. No, but so my what I'm discovering now is that all my problems comes from not knowing how to ask.
Mm. Wait a second.
So what I started to notice recently is all my problems starts with me not knowing how to ask.
Mm.
So like the fact that Valentina just knows how to like communicate her feelings at all.
I just love she didn't put me on the spot. She didn't walk up to me. Like she just said, can you come to the bathroom? Not even her room, and it's her house.
But,
just
and like... she didn't like internalize that shit as in like, because if that was me, mm-hmm. I would have heard that and then I would have built my own resentment but kept it and then try to behave however I think that the adults will want me to behave the next time while building more resentment that I have to behave that way because they don't approve of me in a certain way.
I understand, like, you completely see? Yeah,
so it's like, but I think, but that was just me, that's me and in my own childhood, and like I was never a good communicator, which is why I still have the same communication issues. But I wonder how her upbringing, meaning you, your mom, the people in her life, the people in her school, like her friends, all of these people, I wonder if it has anything to do with the time that she's growing up now and the way that everybody is more cautious.
And more aware.
That's why it's natural for her to be that way. Because, like, what was natural for me is, like, keep quiet.
Yeah.
Like, keep quiet, don't say nothing.
No, but
like,
you know what's crazy? My stepdad, one thing he always, because she always does the British accent. She always goes, what are you talking about? Where are you from? You want a little bit of water? Are you thirsty? And my stepdad always goes, bro, stop that shit. Stop that shit right now. He gets so mad. And then, but sometimes when she, like, walks up to him and she's like, daddy, and she's like, doesn't want to spit it out. He just looks at her and he goes, use your words. It's just like simple sentences that I feel like are really starting to stick with her.
Yeah.
That she's actually starting to be a lot more vocal. But she is just like so intelligent, knows how her, is so aware of her feelings. And that's amazing. That moment, I was like, wow, go off, queen.
Oh my God. Because we need that. That's amazing.
And I felt so bad because I don't want her to, because right after that, I gave her her birthday gift.
Yeah.
Aww. She was like, okay, I'm not sad anymore.
Oh my God. Does anybody like overthink the things that they say as intensely as I do? Because holy fuck, the fucking real estate that the conversations that I've had in my head that I've had out loud that I regret that I'm having again in my head is insane. Yeah. And it's not even like regret, it's just like little things, I go to work, my GM comes up to me, I don't want to talk to him, but he starts talking. So I don't want to talk to him, but like for whatever reason, I'm just not talking. So then I just talk, and then whatever comes out of my mouth is just whatever comes out of my mouth in that moment. And then fucking when we're done with the conversation, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't want to talk, and then I just said something really fucking stupid. So then I rerun that whole conversation.
Yeah, and then you replay it.
Yeah,
and then you replay.
So I do that so fucking much, like so fucking much. And then I started to realize, I guess, that it's because I'm so... All my insecurities, I think, is revolved around, like, I guess, other people's opinions of me. But it's because I'm scared that they're going to, like, shit on me.
Yeah,
so, like,
which is so normal.
I'm, like, prejudging
myself
in their lens. So then I'm replaying these conversations because I don't think that I came... I presented myself well enough, mm-hmm. because now I think that you have this judgment of me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling myself that you have this certain judgment of me based on that conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like getting all heated because I think that like you have this judgment of me when it's my judgment of myself, of my own action. Damn, so I'm like sitting here replaying all these motherfucking
I fucking get it.
What the hell?
But you know what's crazy? I feel like I finally have been able to take myself out of the... Because it's so easy for me to fall into negative, like, head spaces, but now it's so easy for me to get out of it. I genuinely, and not to sound corny or nothing, but I feel like I'm in my soft girl era. Like, I feel like I am my calmest, more collected. I feel so in control. I feel of control of my emotions. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I am fucking human. But I just feel so... Awesome. In love, and it feels so good, and it's just so, it's so calm. Like, it's, I don't want any drama, I don't want any fights, I don't want anything negative. Don't get me wrong, I still cry every day, but I feel like, I don't know, it's such a good soft feeling.
All I want to be is soft.
And you
I know I am the softest fucking thing in the world. And I just like want to be soft. I just want to be soft, but it doesn't feel like it can be soft, so then I'm not gonna I just want somebody to hold my hand so bad. So bad. There's like a fucking dude. There's a meme. There's a meme that I saved. And it's like a stick figure drawing of like, you know, like of like someone like pounding on the floor. And it's like, I just want my hands to be held. And it's like all the quotes of like, you're beautiful quotes. I love you. And it's like, and then there's another one that's like,
for lifers.
Dude, oh my God. And there's another one that was like, oh, it's just a text. And it just said like, I will not lie, friends in my phone. I have been imagining affection from time to time. And that's me. I want affection so bad. Yeah. But I don't know how to like...
Yeah.
I don't know how to like, you know, let this out for like... I just want very specific.
Yeah,
no, but...
Yeah, and like, that's completely understandable. But don't... 6 years is a long time.
Dude, and it's
no,
not...
No, but it's like... Do you think that you're... Not... Being for the people that come and present themselves, do you just think that it's like, just not wrong time?
No. What do you think it is? This is the thing. In all of the 6 years that I have spent by myself, at mm-hmm. first, most of it is out of fear. Most of it is out of fear, and then, like, the time is like a total accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like this whole thing of like, I will not settle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another thing of I have a very fucked up pattern of the way that I am with people romantically, and I don't attract the best people. So even though I was single, I still was attracting people that were not good for me, that didn't want to treat me well, and didn't want to give me what I want. And so I was still in entanglement with these people, just not in a real relationship. So I was not treated like I was in a relationship. I was not prioritized. I was not...
Did you think that you liked the chase? Like, what do you think you stay not, so long?
It's not knowing how to communicate. It's not knowing how to ask for things. It's not knowing how to stand up for myself. It's all communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a pattern. I keep repeating this pattern of attracting these people that want nothing to do with me besides using me for a good time. But they don't want to tend to me. They don't want to give me any quality connection. They don't want, and they're not interested in...
Like relationships. Like,
yeah. And so I keep attracting them. But then like I have this thing where we have chemistry and we make a connection, and then I like you. And even though I know that you're not giving me everything, there's a part of me that hope that like, I'll just keep going along with it and it's cool, and I'll just enjoy it until it doesn't last anymore. And then once it doesn't last anymore and I get out of it, I'm like, oh wow, holy fuck, I let this person waste a lot of my time. And it was just, it's a lot of me being in fear, working out my own shit. So even though I'm single, everyone that I have been involved with has taught me or helped me work out something about myself, whether it be a fear of attachment, fear of commitment, whatever it is, old toxic pattern or behavior that I used to do, a way of thinking, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just using basically these people, like we're using each other, just not in, it's just in different ways. You're using me,
yeah,
and my, like my energy
and my fineness,
my time, my fineness, no, literally her, like, sexiness, all of this shit. Thank, like, you're using me in that way, and yeah. I'm like, you know, but I'm using you to like, to like work on myself. I'm using you to, mm-hmm. like know how to have conversations, and even though you're not the person that I want to be having these fucking conversations with, I'm just using you to practice having these conversations so that when the right person comes along, I know what to do and I know how to act.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a painful process.
Yeah.
It's so painful because like, it's just painful to be involved with the wrong people, because it's really fucked up mentally when you like someone knowing that you shouldn't be with them.
Trust me,
it's,
I know.
It's fucked up. Like,
I think we've all can say.
No, exactly.
But
exactly.
Here's my question to you. Let's say you go to the fast food market and you run into this guy and his name is Christian and he's perfect and I don't know, you guys just like hit it off. Do you think
I'd be open.
You would be able to communicate, hey, this is what I want,
yeah.
this is what I need, if you
at
can't meet that
at this point right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you happy for this 6 years of
yeah,
growth? And
absolutely, because like I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
Like
because honestly, no. I think you're perfect. Well, I do. I think you're fun. I think you're spontaneous. And don't get me wrong, obviously, I'm not with you every day. But first of all, you know how to cook. You know how to make me laugh.
See, that's the thing. I think I have a lot of good qualities about
you're
myself.
You're amazing.
I just don't... I'm not going to give anybody access that I don't want anybody to have access
yeah.
to. And so I feel like I
do you
have
think you're
spent,
picky?
Huh?
Do you think you're picky?
Absolutely. I'm so picky. I'm so like
she's a
particular
queen,
but
yeah.
the thing is I'm also so soft
yeah.
so I forgive everything, but
yeah.
I just do it to the wrong people. I just do it to like fucking criminals and
yeah.
like, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But it's,
background checks,
but like I'm proud of myself. I'm so proud of like myself for coming out of this like understanding that no one can replace my solitude
mm.
and that no one is competing.
Such a good feeling.
Like, no, like if anybody were to come in contact with me and to start talking to me and whatever, they have no competition
yeah.
with anyone else. They're literally competing with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to enjoy you as much as I enjoy myself
yeah.
and then we'll talk. I have
exactly.
to like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm so proud of myself for that
mm-hmm.
because like there's no, and even though it gets so lonely, there is zero of me. I will never hit up, not even a friend, not nobody in any scenario. I won't hit you up and use you in that moment because that just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
I'll be by myself and I'll soak in this sad ass shit and I'll get over it. I'd rather do that than to call you just because I know that you're there and that you can come and like fulfill this little whatever. But like to me, like I need everything to be genuine. Everything.
Yeah.
I need everything. So like if like literally like every time I call you crying,
mm-hmm.
it's because I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's because specifically like I know like
really?
I'm calling
I'm
you.
Shy.
You know? But like I won't just call like my sister just because she's there. I know she's there.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna bother her.
Yeah,
she's
no,
there. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
I get
it's
what you
very
mean.
Intentional. So
yeah.
I'm proud of myself. I like it. I enjoy
it's
like
it's so crazy. Like
but,
I was,
but sometimes I'm like, is anybody ever gonna come? Like
of
like,
course
how
they're
am
gonna
I
come.
Like not interested
they're,
in anyone and no one is attractive to me?
They're
like
on the way and you don't even
like
know.
And then but also like ain't nobody like good even be sliding in here. And I'm like, where is anybody?
Stop, but it is so hard, but I'm telling you, they're gonna be so worth the wait. And then when you're with that person, it's just gonna feel so right and it's gonna feel like not forced and you're gonna have that comfortability. It's gonna come, and I know it is. You being so great and you putting out such good, positive, amazing energy within yourself, within the pod, within your daily living, it will come and it will be your time. But just don't give up. That's
is
one
love
thing.
Real?
You have no idea. Like I just logged into my Snapchat because I was looking for videos of that's where like I have all my videos with Tito and everything. So I logged into my old Snapchat and I found so many videos of me crying.
Oh.
And it was like 2021 and it was like my hardest year we were recording.
Yeah.
So it was like to look back at those videos and to realize like that is not even someone that I can even recognize was like you're going to be able to look back at this day and be like, damn, I was like, it's sad. It's probably so lonely. I can imagine.
No, you know what's funny? So it's not actually like, so it's sad and lonely whenever my head gets really loud and whatever, but those are moments.
Yeah. 100%.
But like the thing is, the way that I live right now
is the best.
I'm soaking it up because I know that it's not forever.
Yeah.
Like I know it's not forever. So the way that I live right now, bitch, like bro, I'm literally like, I live as if no one can tell me what to do, and it's because no one can tell me what to do. But I know, but it's in a way where it's like, I know that one day I'm going to get into a relationship. I'm going to start sharing my time and my life and like all of these things. And I'm going to have to start checking in with these people and like whatever the fuck that you guys do, you know? Yeah. And
whatever the fuck you guys do. God forbid.
But I just know that one day I'm not going to have all this fucking freedom. Yeah. And so I'm not going to sit here and like fucking cry about how I'm by myself. No, like I get to fuck myself. Like I'm excited. I love it. I fucking love it. So I'm like living it up.
Yeah.
I'm like savoring every fucking moment. Yeah. Like every moment, bro. Because I already know, like, you know, like when I meet someone that I like I know I'm going to want to be with that motherfucker forever.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
It's forever. But, okay, yeah, but I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. So how was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. I just worked.
Yeah.
I've never celebrated Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever. But another thing about me is like, I don't think I've ever been on a real date either. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like your typical gal. Like I don't have the experience.
What makes you think that you've never been like on an actual date? Weren't you engaged?
Yes. But in my head, I guess it's not that I haven't been on a real date. I don't think anyone has taken me out the way that I wanted to be taken out, which is that a guy or, you know, whoever.
A girl, or a female.
You know,
hey.
Whoever.
We're open. You
know. But, in my head.
Or they, them.
So in my head, if I wanted to take you out on a date.
Yeah.
I would take the initiative to, like, hit you up. Make the
plans and just come pick you up.
Yeah, no, make the plan, pick you up, go on the date, pay for it, take you home, all that shit. I've had boyfriends and they were nice and we did things and whatever, but I've never felt like anyone was like fully like doing that.
Yeah.
And like treating me. I paid for every single thing in my fucking relationship with my ex-fiance. Every single thing. Every
date.
Every single thing.
What are you even talking about?
He never had a job. He never had money.
What?
He had a UI.
Red flag. Red flag.
For dating like shit ugly men.
Yeah.
So like, that's why I don't have these experiences.
I get it.
But like, yeah, like I, like in my mind, like if you really wanted to take me out, you would take all the initiative to like just carry through, like just fucking, you know. And I have such a, but the thing is, I have such a hard time with that because I don't know how to ask.
Fuck that. So take me on a fucking date. I'll be ready at 8.
I don't know how to
ask.
The
fuck are you talking about?
Like, but it's like,
that's me though.
I just don't know how to ask. So then I don't think that I have this entitlement of, like, you should behave this way. So, like, I'm not, but I should have a standard.
You are so masculine, Kai. I can't even imagine you being like, can you take me on a date?
Dude.
Can you take me on a date, please?
Like, oh, my God. You guys.
I'm an associate.
So, like, I, at work, I live things for the girls. Like, at work, like, I don't ask nobody for help and, like, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like. And then one day, I swear to God, one day, I was like, my wrist hurts. I don't want to carry this shit. Let me just go ask for help. So I go ask the biggest motherfucker in the building to go carry this tray
of things
for me.
Come pick up
the shit. And you know what he told me? He said, why can't you do it? You got it. You go to the gym. You lift. And he literally proceeded to fucking get me like a rolling cart and put the thing that I needed to roll it out. And he was like, you got it. And I was like, the one time that I've ever asked a man for help. For lifting
things.
This is
what I get.
This is why I don't.
Fuck that. I'll do it on my own. I get what you mean.
Biggest motherfucker in the building.
You're like,
I was like, you guys, are you seeing that I'm being blinded right now?
The sun is like.
I'm like, it's hot. It's hot, girl. I want to be. Okay, I think we have to end this pod soon.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom.
Shorty moved.
Yeah,
Shorty is in her. Jules is in her element. She's in her whole like place again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry. I'm feeling super good. My Valentine's Day was super good too. I worked too, so I didn't do anything until Saturday because it was mine and my girlfriend's anniversary on the 16th anyway. So we did something then, but oh my god, at work, men were coming up to me, giving me roses, giving me little like heart candies.
So what is it about me? What is it about me?
No, it was just all the...
I know it's the way that but it's not just that.
You look mean. I don't walk around like this.
I know. I watch the way that men treat me versus like other girls, and I'm not mad at it. I just see it. I just know.
She's mean mugging without even noticing. Yeah, I know. She's like this.
I think that I come off so fucking unpleasant because like literally the chefs at work. Girl, the chefs at work don't say shit to me. And I don't say shit to them either because I don't mean nothing from them. But then I be seeing them with the other girlies and shit. And I'm like,
So they cooking for you?
Oh, you be joking. Yeah, they be cooking for them. But it's my own issue. But anyways, yeah, but
it's,
I know.
It's your approach. You do look a little. I remember even when we like reconnected, I was like, ooh, she looks.
Oh, no.
She was like, when we first got together, and I was like, okay. And then we said, but that, we hung out. I think we gymmed twice.
Yeah.
And then the second time, you were like, I'm so happy for where you are in your life right now. We were both like super into podcasts, both watching Joe Rogan. Like, and I will never forget the first conversation we ever talked about the pod, and then we'll end it here. When we were sitting in my empty house.
Yeah.
And upstairs, and we were just like freaking out, and we were like, oh my God, a mental health podcast. We would fucking freak. And we were just like, and that's when we fell in love. So she has been in love before 6 years. By the way, BTW.
Do we do a quit that shit?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. My quit that shit is I'm gonna quit allowing myself to excuse my bad behaviors because I'm high. Meaning, sometimes I go to bed right after I have inhaled a giant meal.
Oopsies.
And I tell myself that it's fine, and it was because I was high, and so I couldn't help myself, and then I passed out. Stop. But that's terrible, dude. Like, I need to stop letting myself do shit just because I'm high, you know what I'm saying? Like,
my quit that shit is the same. Because I literally try to excuse my behavior because I'm high. Like, my girlfriend would be like, come on, talk to me, why are you being so like, and I'm like, I'm just high. And she'll be like, so then why did you smoke? I want to hang out. I want to talk. I want to connect. And I'll be like, I'm just high. And I'll excuse any behavior because I'm high. Yeah, because
you don't want to deal with it. So you just excuse it by saying everybody else has like this perception that like you being high meaning that you can't function. So then they just fucking whatever. Like when I go to work, even when I'm not fucking high at all and I don't want to talk to anybody and people just come up to me assuming that I'm fucking high, I just let them because then you'll leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm just high. Sorry, guys. Leave me alone. But yeah, definitely excusing my behavior because I'm high. For sure. Because same.
All right. I'm like, well,
that's why I'm quiet.
I know I had a thought in the middle there that I didn't finish, but it never came back to me. I was waiting so hard for the thought to come back.
Oh, to like run around.
But it never did, so we'll never know. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Me too. I had so much fun recording.
I promise I'm trying to like not be so bad with the uploading. But the last episode, the YouTube was just doing whatever where it didn't want to upload for a whole week.
Yeah.
But we're here, baby.
We're figuring it out, baby. And we'll be here with us. Charge on.
Exactly. So thank you so much for always sticking with us. I'm sorry that I haven't looked at you in so long because I've been blinded by this.
I'm like, Arena, are you still there?
I'm sorry to my camera, but I love you. I'm at MegaCon on Instagram.
I love you, and I'm at Lots of Jewels.
And it's mentalchillness.podcast, and then mentalchillness everywhere. All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, I'm literally being like roasted. Like, oh.